Friends, it is Lent 2021, and this time in the desert can be a little bit boring. What do? We pray. Lent is a time above all things to pray, and that's what we're learning in today's video. We are learning from the Master himself, Jesus, who is teaching us the Our Father, who is guiding us into a deeper relationship with his Father, so that we can experience his love and transformative power in our own lives. Join me in today's video as we go deeper on this topic of prayer. And of course, we have to begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we ask that you guide us and give us your Holy Spirit to teach us the art and the gift of prayer, to help me be an instrument in the lives of these people, that all of us may pray more deeply, more powerfully, and with more confidence and faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. So in the first video talking about prayer, we were talking about the way in which we should even approach prayer. And Jesus teaches us this, first of all, with confidence in God, with no anxiety, relaxed, knowing that he knows everything that we need, that we don't have to throw out many words. We can simply speak with our hearts and be in this place of trust. And that's super important because the mode in which we're in will affect how we see God and how we speak to him. So how we see God, one thing that Jesus, he's trying to get across to us about God's character. God the Father loves you and he cares about you. So now that we see how he is and how we need to be, let's take a look at the words of the Our Father and actually go into them. So if you break it down, basically you have this one statement of who God is and these seven petitions, seven obviously being the number of perfection. So it's the perfect prayer. Someone asked me the question, is this the only prayer that we can pray? No, there are other prayers that we can pray to God. In fact, prayers that Jesus has revealed, for instance, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. But just like everything comes from the Mass, everything in our faith, it begins with the Mass, it ends with the Mass. The Mass is at the center of our faith because it's that sacrifice, that whole sacrifice of Jesus' whole life to the Father. In a similar way, the Our Father is the perfect prayer. And we can take from the Our Father sort of prayers that come from it. And every prayer that we pray, you can somehow see the connection to the Our Father. So just because it's the perfect prayer doesn't mean it's the only one we pray. But it's sort of at the center. And other prayers can come from it, and they need to come from it. For instance, again, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There's other prayers, obviously, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. And all these prayers are kind of coming from this same fountain. So it begins, as you know, Our Father who art in heaven. Now, one thing that is super interesting just to think about and to ask, and this is another person's idea, it's not mine, but I have to share it because it's so awesome. So let me just ask you, when we say our, who is the other person or persons that we're sharing with? You know, because we're not saying my Father. So when we say our, who is the hour referring to? So for instance, you know, if you have a friend and you're driving a car that both of you have paid for and you say, this is our car, it's your car and their car, right? Okay, so who's the other person or other persons that we're sharing with? I'll give you 5 seconds. What's your answer? What do you think? Now, you're probably all wrong. I bet you $100 you're all wrong. All of you probably said, oh, it's everyone else. It's my brothers and sisters. It's the people next to me at Mass. It's other Christians. It's other humans. And I would say to you that you're wrong. You are all wrong. Do you know who the person that we're sharing with? Jesus. Jesus is giving us his Father, just like he gave us the Virgin Mary as his mother. He is giving us his Father and saying, I'm giving you my Father. Now we can say our. Think about that. That's awesome. When we say our Father, we are sharing Jesus' Father with him. Man, I could end the video right now. Maybe I should, because that's just amazing. That is amazing. And when I first heard the person say that, and he was just this regular person, it wasn't some magical prophet that said this. When he said that, I was like, wow, that's so amazing. That's how we start. And notice one thing. With the Our Father, you can sit with just one section of it and just marinate it and think about it and sort of pray with it. And you don't even have to finish it. So you can just sit with the part, Our Father. Wow. God, this is so awesome that I am sharing you with Jesus, that we have the same Father. Wow, that is blowing my mind. How amazing. So you see, you can take one piece of the prayer and just expand and grow it. And this is going on this kind of this Jewish principle that they can take different prayers. The Jews would, the Psalms, for instance, and they would emphasize a point and maybe make this one note louder and longer. We can take different words of the Our Father and make them louder and longer and deeper. We don't have to just rush it. In fact, St. Therese was once asked by someone else, St. Therese, can you teach me how to pray? And she said, I don't think that I can. I'm not very good. You know, the only prayer that I really feel like I'm able to pray right now is the Our Father. And the lady asked you, well, why don't you think you can pray? You could pray the Our Father. She's like, what's wrong with how you pray the Our Father? And she's like, it just takes me so long to pray it. It takes me like 20 minutes to pray it. And the nun realized that St. Therese was praying so much more deeply the Our Father. And that's why it was taking her longer. And that she didn't even realize, St. Therese didn't, that she was becoming a master of prayer. So it can take you 20 minutes to pray the Our Father because you pray it so deeply. That's why Jesus said, pray like this. And we think, gosh, what a short prayer. But no, you can pray the Our Father and it could take you a whole hour to walk through that prayer because you're really looking at everything. You're really thinking about everything. You're feeling each letter and syllable that you're saying. That's how you pray. Why? Because you know that God is this amazing God that you can sit with and speak slowly. He goes through the different petitions. Our Father who art in heaven, the first petition, the first thing that we're asking, hallowed be thy name. Now, when we think of hallowed, the sense is something like this reverential bow of love, not of fear, not of strictness, not of discipline, which is how often people do it. Bow to me or else you will be whipped. No. That is, and anyone who's telling you that is absolutely incorrect. We bow out of this profound love. Our hearts are filled with so much love that we literally bow because it's almost heavy. That's how we bow. That's the hallowed part. Hallowed be your name. That we are filled with so much emotion that we just were brought down. Like the first time you carried your child, the first time I carried my daughter, I was hallowed. I felt so much reverence to her presence that I couldn't even stand straight up. That's what hallowed be your name means, that we carry the name of God. God the Father, God the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, that we carry those names like a newborn child bent over in awe and reverence and in deep emotional, tender love. Do you understand? Is that clear? And that you feel the reverence and the deep, tender love towards God's name. And that when you think about how others are profaning it, that your heart aches. Like when you read about in the news that a baby has died or drowned or an accidental death, that you just feel this heavy pain. That's how God wants us to feel about his name, because his name is so beautiful and because he is so beautiful. My friends, we're going to take a long time to go into this prayer. So we're going to close up today's video. We barely got into it. So I'm trying to let you know that when you pray, we are meant to go deep, slow, and really dive into this and see every detail and enjoy it. You need to enjoy prayer, knowing that the God in whose presence you are in, he loves you. He knows what you need. You don't need to worry. He just wants you to sit and enjoy his presence, hallowing reverentially his name and his essence and his being. My friends, let's keep praying during this Lent. Let's dive deeper into this prayer. Join me in the next video where we go deeper into the next part of the Our Father. God bless you and have a beautiful day.